guest and host is Phil Terry and Elaine Parker.
I'm Phil Terry.
And I'm Elaine Parker.
And welcome to Real Families, the show that each week asks the question, hey, America, who are you, really?
Tonight we're going all the way to Cincinnati, Ohio, where we'll spend an entire week with the family you see right behind us.
That's right, Elaine. This is Herb and Lucille Tarlick and their children. That's Bunny, who's 8, and Herb the 3rd, who's 7. Herb Sr. is a sales executive with a very popular local radio station. And Lucille, well, Lucille says she's just your average housewife.
We chose this letter from the thousands we get every week. Dear Real Families, I'm edified by your broadcast presentation and the direction of same on the entire field of television. At my abode, Real Families is a must for the entire family. Please accept my sincerest kudos.
Good.
One criticism, though. While yours truly, his wife and kids really get a hoot out of the twisted people you choose to expose, enough is enough. How about showing a real, hard-working, clean-living Joe like myself? How about coming to Cincy? Sincerely, Herbert R. Tarlick, Jr. P.S. I know the time difference can be a hassle, so phone anytime. We're just average folks.
But are they really average? I mean, who are these Tarlacks anyway, huh?
We're about to find out, Phil, as only a Real Family's on-the-spot camera crew can.
Right, Elaine, so don't you dare touch that dial, because we'll be right back with another top-rated great show on Real Families.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Before we head to Cincinnati in tonight's show, I'd like to bring you up to date on Dr. and Mrs. Bennett Beltner from Miami, Florida. As you recall, we visited the good dentist and his family in his home on last week's show, and while in his home, our cameras discovered several vials of Demerol.
Demerol is a fun little painkiller, and while it's all right for the dentist to have it in his office, it's not all right for him to have it in the garage.
So we're sorry to report that because of our journalistic commitment to tell it like it is, Dr. Beltner will be arraigned this week in Dade County Court on felony possession of a controlled drug. Aww. Look, it's unfortunate, but it's real. And speaking of real, Elaine, what about tonight's Real Family?
Phil, Herb and Lucille Tarlick live here in Cincinnati, Ohio, a city full of people hard by the banks of the Ohio.
And this is the home of Lucille and Herb Tarlick. It's average and it's real. You've seen a picture of the Tarlicks. Looked pretty normal, didn't they?
But are they really?
What do they think? How do they live? Are they trying to hide anything?
And how does a show like Real Families find out?
One way, Elaine, is by telling the Tarlicks our camera crew would show up on Monday morning, and instead we showed up bright and early Sunday morning. Hi, you must be Bunny. Are your parents home?
Bunny, go away.
Mommy, the television people are here.
Oh, my God. My God. Herb, they're here.
Shut up, dear. Could you turn off that camera for a second?
Herb, Elaine Parker speaking.
Yeah.
Is that a beer can on the night table?
What?
Isn't that a beer can on the night table?
I don't think so. I don't know what it is.
Hi, Herb. Phil Terry.
Hi, Phil.
A Sunday morning. What do the Tarlacks do on an average Sunday morning?
Well, we get dressed. But you're going to have to excuse us for a minute.
What do you do after you get dressed?
What? I don't know. We breakfast.
Then what?
Then what?
We go to church.
What?
We go to church.
Right, we go to church.
Uh-huh. Go get your brother dressed. We're going to church.
Going to church.
Church. Just like every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Uh-huh. Go get your brother now.
Right. Going to... I don't believe this. Sunday.
Sure enough, the Tarlacks were off to church. We asked if we could tag along.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Really, this church thing is very personal to us.
We'll be back in about an hour. You'll be here when we get back, right?
Okay.
Well, you just let yourself in the house and have some
butt
cake and coffee, all right?
Okay.
Isn't that a doll little Herb is carrying? A doll?
Oh, hi, kids around. The kids around. Here you go, bunny. Here's your doll. Yes, it is your doll, honey. Here we go. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, we're going to pray.
Just for the heck of it, we decided to follow the Tarlacks to church.
As you can see, the Tarlacks just appeared to be driving around aimlessly.
Then Herb started driving faster. It was like he was trying to lose our camera car. This went on for about 20 minutes.
We'll just go in for a little bit.
My door!
Don't know the difference.
Finally, the Tarlacks arrived at their church.
Here we go. Get that.
What's wrong, Herb?
Well, the door seems to be locked.
Are you sure this is your church?
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. All right. I guess we missed the service. No. Well, let's go visit Grandma, huh?
Grandma's dead.
Well, let's go have a good old-fashioned barbecue. That's it. What do you say?
It's a synagogue.
What?
It's a synagogue.
We enjoy our backyard very much.
Yes, sir.
I guess a lot of Americans do. We, anytime we want to, we just go right out that back door right there, you know. And, that's good meat. When that happens, that's good meat. You know, we just come out that back door right there, and presto, we're outside. We enjoy it. We really like it. Hey, here we go, son. Hey, let's toss the old ball around, okay? You stand right. Give me the doll. Herbie. All right, now this is the old combination of Bradshaw to Swan, you know, except that Swan's color, of course. Black.
Herb, did you say colored?
What?
You said colored at first, not black.
I didn't mean it, no.
What about prejudice, Herb?
I don't have any.
Oh, come on, we all do.
No, not me. I mean, there's this guy, a black guy, Venus Flytrap's his name. He works at the radio station. I mean, he and I are just like that. I mean, we even attended one of those NAACP meetings once, together.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think. Might have been some other kind of meeting. I do remember there were a lot of black people there, you know, like an NBA game. just getting there.
This is our pool. You have to blow it up.
Honey, time for lunch. Do you ever turn that camera off? No? Oh, isn't that interesting? Uh-huh. Did you tell them anything?
Yeah.
We next catch up with the Tarlacks family that night after dinner.
Fat? You call me fat?
No, you're not fat.
Lucille?
Yes, Phil?
Does your family watch a lot of television?
It's all of the time.
Oh, honey, that's not so. We do watch a little.
Are you careful what you allow the children to watch?
Yes, indeed, we are.
For instance?
Well, we only allow them to watch wholesome family entertainment.
Like what?
Well, The Little House on the Prairie. Now, that's a fine, wholesome show. It's about blind children out west. And every week they have a fire or someone gets an incurable disease. We enjoy it very much.
The next morning, Herb took us to work with him.
SM, sales manager. That's radio jargon.
Sounds like you just about run the station.
Finally, President-elect Ronald... This is it. This is where I work.
Herb Tarlacks works here, the Phlegm Building in downtown Cincinnati.
This is the lobby where Jennifer Marlowe works. I don't know what your receptionist looks like back in Hollywood, but I want to tell you... Oh, here she is. Hi, Jennifer. This is TV People, National Television.
Hello.
You're the receptionist?
Yes, that's right.
Sir, and right over here is Charlton's office. Charlton, the TV people are here.
Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Arthur. Miss Carlson runs WKRP.
Yes, I manage the station. Welcome to WKRP AM Radio.
Excuse me, this is Mr. Carlson?
Yes, I manage the station. Welcome to WKRP AM Radio.
This is the DJ booth.
Guys, come on in now.
Hi, John. It's
Ron Nagle,
the
old bad writer.
Dr. John Fever here.
I'm on the air.
What are you doing? Oh, Real Family, National Television, right?
Great.
Here,
this
right?
is radio in Cincinnati being interrupted.
Oh, and this is the morning disc jockey, Dr. Johnny Fever, a very popular radio personality in Cincinnati.
One of the most imaginative fetishists I have ever met. Really great. How did the world's turn out, Herb?
Thanks, John.
I know it was tight for you. Like,
and according to Herb, one of his closest and dearest friends.
Without your height,
thank you, John.
It's just
thanks
true.
A lot.
Listen,
thanks.
I've got a lady. Friend, yeah, like thanks. To borrow some of your lingerie.
Thanks a lot, John. He really likes it. Yeah, thanks.
Did the horses pay off?
Yeah, they did. Thanks, John. Thanks a lot, John. He really, John.
I won't need those drugs.
Okay, thanks.
It's really
y'all
okay.
Y'all come on down. Y'all come
but
on
I appreciate
down.
Everybody
all.
At the station seemed to love Herb, down. Vice versa.
Yeah, thanks, John.
You kick back from the
he really kind of likes me.
Andy Travis, program director of WKRP.
Oh, yeah, he's quite a guy. He's quite a guy. I could tell you some stories.
Oh, tell us one.
Andy, Herb tells us that he often picks records and programs the music at WKRP. Wouldn't that be your job?
Herb said that?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I go to Herb for advice, as we all do. He's just a good man to talk to. I would say that Herb Tarlick is a hard worker, loyal husband, and all-around fine person.
This is Venus Flytrap, popular nighttime DJ.
We're all just one happy family. I guess I've known Herb, about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years now.
Venus, Herb tells us that you and he attend NAACP meetings together.
Is that true?
Yeah! We hang out down there all the time. The NAACP?
Venus, describe Herb.
Herb is a hard worker, a loyal husband, and a all-around fine person.
This is Bailey Quarters, a member of the WKRP news staff.
Get a load of this.
Herb Tarlick is a loyal worker. No, he's a loyal husband. He's a loyal...
Les Nessman, news director of WKRP for the past 7 years.
I won this one in 1975 when I broke the big soybean shortage story. Now, over here...
Say, Les.
What?
What's Herb Tarlick like?
Hard worker, loyal husband, all-around fine person. Now, this is the coveted Silver Sow Award. I'm sure your viewers would love to touch it.
Hard worker, loyal husband, fine person.
He's a loyal, all-around...
Station manager Arthur Carlson. Mr. Carlson, describe Herb Tarlick.
That's all. That's a joke. I was just kidding. You can cut that out if you like. Just edit that sucker right on out of there. No, seriously. Herb Tarlick is a hard worker, loyal husband, all-around fine person.
Hard worker, loyal husband, and all-around fine person. All-around fine person. There! I did it!
How about that? Well, you don't have to be Mike Wallace to know what, audience. I mean, what are these people doing?
They're lying!
They're what?
They're lying!
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's obvious to me, Elaine, that Herb's co-workers seem to be covering up for him.
That's right, Bill. And when this happens, we start digging for the real facts. Right after this.
Right.
We pick up our story of the Tarlicks the next day when we went shopping with Lucille.
It was time to start digging a little.
Well, I pick up the food here in these aisles, and then I pay for it over there. And these carts make it quite easy.
What about prices?
Oh, that's how you know what to pay.
No, I think Elaine meant, are the prices too high these days?
Yes, they are.
Say, Lucille, would you say Herb was a loyal husband?
Why, yes. Why do you ask?
Well, there are some very attractive women where Herb works.
Yes. I think Jennifer had a crush on Herb at one time, but that's all over with now.
Jennifer had a crush on Herb, not the other way around?
Uh-uh.
Doesn't that sound a little hard to believe?
Well, yes, it does. But that's the way it happened. I think my hand is frozen to this box of ice cream.
I what?
Lucille said at one time you had a crush on Herb.
Why, yes. We're all pretty crazy about Herb, but that was a long time ago.
Did anything happen?
No, trust me.
Johnny, what about Herb and your receptionist, Jennifer Marlowe?
What about him?
What's the real story there, Johnny?
Real story? You want the real story?
You bet.
Well, in the first place, Herb's name isn't Tarlick, it's Nietzsche. He's directly related to the famous nihilist philosopher. See, he came to America to prove, through the use of polyester, that God is dead. And I think he succeeded admirably, don't you?
Nietzsche?
Yeah, Herbert R. Nietzsche, Jr. Hey, there's more. How much tape you got in that thing? I can go on, you know?
Herb hasn't got time for that sort of thing. He works too hard. We all do.
Kids, is Daddy a hard worker?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Sometimes he works so hard, he comes home from lunch and sleeps all day.
He sleeps all day?
That's right.
No, that's impossible. And see, Herb's out making sales calls.
Who are some of Herb's biggest clients?
Well, there's Red Wigglers, the Cadillac of Worms. They sell live bait. And then there's Heinrich Mueller's World of Oriental Exports. Also, Herb comes up with some very fine promotional ideas.
He did the Dancing Ducks promotion.
What's that, Bailey?
Well, it was sort of a tie-in with Hunter's department store. Herb put some ducks in the window. It was a real cute idea.
And the ducks, well, they would do a little dance.
A what?
They would dance. Apparently, Herb taught the ducks to dance, I guess. I don't know any more about that.
This is Vargas Entswiller, head of the Cincinnati Office of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Mr. Tarlick had placed some ducks in the window of Hunter's department store as an advertising gimmick with his radio station. At noon, 1, 2, and 3 p.m., the ducks would do a little dance, sort of a jitterbug.
Mr. Tarlick had trained the ducks?
No. The ducks danced on a little stage made of aluminum foil. We discovered that under that, Mr. Tarlick had placed a hot plate. He would turn it up and the ducks would dance, and he'd turn it off and the ducks would go on about their business. You know, the interesting thing about this case was that two Thanksgivings ago, this man Tarlick and another man named Carlson were cited for throwing live turkeys out of a helicopter to their deaths.
Well, we thought turkeys could fly.
What about the ducks?
Should we go, lawyer?
Oh, look, why don't you two go watch TV? Come on now. Come on. You can watch anything you want.
Lucille, Herb, what about your sex life?
Oh, wait a minute. I'd like to stop now. This isn't fun anymore. It's not what I thought it'd be.
Herb doesn't want to talk to you anymore. He's gone to bed.
Lucille, what's 11 years of marriage mean? I mean, what's it like?
Well, I don't know. We have this house and we have the children.
Has your marriage turned out the way you dreamed it would?
No. No, it hasn't. Has yours?
Lucille, have you ever thought about divorce?
Absolutely not.
Well, how come?
I don't know. Perhaps I'm just not clever enough or smart enough to put it into words, but I know that my Herb loves me.
You know, I don't think it's fair of you guys to make it sound like I'm hiding things.
You're hiding now?
Yeah, well, yes,
I am. You've gone nuts!
Not now, sweetheart.
Not now, sweetheart. Not yet.
Come on, Herb. We're just trying to get to the truth.
Truth? You mean what's real?
That's right.
I'll tell you what's real. My life is boring. But you can't show that because this is a TV show. You gotta dig up a lot of dirt so you can get the ratings, so you don't get canceled. Now, that's real.
Obviously, we've hit some kind of...
I may have a couple of problems here. You know, I don't make a lot of money. My son likes dolls. You know, I wish he didn't, but he does. My undershorts are torn. I like to drink beer. And sure, I mistreated a couple of ducks. But, Phil, deep down inside, I like ducks. I'm all for them.
Now, this is real.
No, this is not real. Nothing on the tube is real. Not even in the news. Now get out of here. Just get out of here and stay out of my home.
Well, Elaine, that's one of the most interesting real families we've ever had.
Bill, I'd have to say that as far as ripping...
My father is a hard-working, loyal husband and an all-around fine person.
And what about the Tarlicks, Bill? Is Herb really still mad at us?
Well, if he was, he isn't anymore. Not after we offered to fly him and the entire family to Hollywood, all expenses paid. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are. Hiya, Herb, pal. Still mad?
No.
Of course not. And I'll tell you why. Because almost anybody will do almost anything to get their picture on television. Right, Herbie?
Right, Bill.
That's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Watch us next week on Real Families when we go to New York City. He's a Cuban band leader, and she says she's an average redheaded housewife.
But is she really? We'll find out next week on
Real Families.
And remember, friends, if it can't stand close scrutiny, then it's no good. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
While in Hollywood, guests of Real Families stay at the Casa de Vida Motor Court, where dining in the Rumba Room is an experience. On behalf of everyone at Real Families, this is Johnny Olson speaking.
Good night.